Welcome to the Shadow Vein Podcast. Tonight, a look back at Progenics Labs.
One medical company sets its patients as its top priority, Progenics Medical. With hundreds of research facilities in the United States and other countries around the globe, we are constantly striving to attain breakthroughs to advance current medical technologies. Our science visionaries work day and night to bring you these innovations in order to turn your dreams into reality. Trust Progenics Medical. The future is now.
In just a few moments, we will be joined by Miss Yvette Hartman, head of public relations at Progenics Medical. She has promised the world an announcement that, and I quote, will revolutionize and change the very world in which we all live.
Thank you all for being here. 15 years ago, my life changed when I was first hired by Progenics Medical. The world was an uncertain place filled with war, famine, and disease. And while we have yet to rid the world of all its ailments, I am proud to say that the research and development team has continued to do its part to usher in important innovations in medicine and disease control. It has always been our goal to go to any length in order to make the world a safer and healthier place. Now, in 2031, 15 years since our first controversial trial toward finding a cure for polio, I am pleased to announce to the entire world today that we have unlocked the cure for influenza. Thank you very much for your time. And as always, Progenics Medical Laboratories is here to promote a healthier world, no matter the cost.
Can you believe that, sweetheart? I'm newly married to a man who will soon be on the front lines of this amazing scientific discovery. Dr. Jeremiah Roberts, killer of the flu.
I wouldn't go quite that far, Martha. I'm fresh out of college and starting as a research assistant. It's not like they're going to entrust me with this project. If anything, they'll put me in charge of recording information and sorting through tons of paperwork. You won't be hearing my name in the news anytime soon. I mean, I'm no Yvette Hartman.
Thank God that circus performance is over. I've been expecting your call. What sort of reaction is the media giving the announcement? It's just as I had anticipated. Send out a memo to the head researchers to commence phase two. Make proper use of the new specimens.
Excuse me, miss?
Oh, welcome to Progenics Laboratories. I assume you're here for orientation? If you'll please just have a seat here in the lobby, the head researcher will be down as soon as everything is settled.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elijah Watson. I'm the lead researcher of genetic testing here at the Boston branch of Progenics Laboratories. Today, I will take you on a guided tour of our laboratory facilities and hopefully answer any questions you have at the end.
Jeez, even the elevators look really high-tech. You've been talking about the different floors, but what's that unmarked locked panel?
Oh, that? I think it was a design flaw. During the physical evaluation, every new hire is given an injection. It contains a microdisc that can be programmed remotely to allow access to the different laboratory areas and other facilities owned by Progenics. Before we enter, however, I will need you all to slip this on behind one of your ears. A highly technical piece of equipment known as EVIS. It stands for Environmental Virus Interception Shield. It creates an electromagnetic field around its wearer that neutralizes airborne viruses. The device will emit a constant low beeping noise if there is a malfunction.
I hope I didn't ask too many questions back there.
No, there is no need to apologize. Actually, your inquisitive nature is going to suit you really well with the work that you will be doing. I'm assigning both of you to my lead research team that works directly with the actual genetic cure for the influenza viruses.
Thank you so very much. I won't let you down.
You'd better not, kid. I'd hate to see something unfortunate happen.
Welcome back, Dr. Watson. I have commenced preparations for K-010.
Have her brought in as is. I've dealt with their kind before and have a few methods for handling their difficult immune systems.
The work we do is for the betterment of the world and its people. We are using science as a way to bring hope to those without. I, myself, am a Christian woman, and I believe that the Lord's guiding hand is working alongside our doctors and scientists to alleviate the suffering of all God's creatures.
We are about to run medical test 731 on subject K010. K010, you're not being a good girl. I'm sorry to have to do this. Cure, hold her mouth open.
And when is the first human genetic testing projected to occur?
We don't want to rush the process. But I was advised this morning trials could begin about 3 months from now.
I can see the fear in your eyes. I can feel your suffering. Don't worry, you're in safe hands. Now, just take deep breaths. That's it. That's a good girl.
What can we expect from the people of Progenix in the future?
I'm in the business of science, Chris. I don't dabble in fortune-telling or the supernatural.
When Dr. Watson told me that we'd be working on a special research team, I expected something a bit more exciting. When I applied for this job, I knew what sort of work I'd be getting into. I can't help but always strive for more.
Extraction teams have collected the initial groups of human candidates.
Excellent. When I return, I want to get to know our new test subjects personally.
Dr. Watson, it's nice to see you.
Please, call me Elijah.
I just kind of thought I'd be working more closely with you since being made part of your special research team.
Well, you know what Ernst Toller once said. We are all of us cogs in a great machine which rolls forever forward.
I just expected to be doing more than staring into a microscope and verifying blood and virus samples all day. Every day.
I said almost that same thing to the head researcher of the Lupus Project during my first month. Do you know what he told me, Jeremiah? He told me to keep my head up, stoke the flames of that fire burning inside my soul, and take every opportunity to do more.
Brainwave activity increasing at a drastic level. Please try to remain calm, H-001.
My baby! Is my baby okay? Tell me if my baby's okay.
Calm yourself, Miss Butts. Your child is perfectly fine. If all my research is correct, these series of injections should only affect you and not the child growing inside of you. Worst case scenario, you are far enough along to extract the child and use it for further tests. Now, just close your eyes and relax.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The One Truth, and I'm your host, Archibald Freeman. Of course, I'm talking about Progenix Medical, the corporation that every television network is idolizing as if it were some holy deity. Bodhi, welcome once again to The One Truth.
I've been doing a bit of digging into their databases and fished up some very interesting documents. According to their records, there exist certain specialized research teams that perform genetic testing on non-human creatures, each given a specific classification based on their physical traits.
What else did you unearth?
I found an old document. It was a letter from the creator of Progenix Medical, the founder. The thing is, the letter was dated almost 20 years ago on January 14th, 2014. And if you do a simple internet search, you'll find that the founder supposedly passed away from brain cancer on...
What happened? Did we lose connection? The monitor shows the recording just stopped and are off the air. It's you. What the hell are you doing here?
We silently cut transmission the moment before you started your little program.
You can't! No!
Bring in the sanitation team immediately. The extraction teams found... what? We have been tracking it for months. Make sure that it is completely secured and have it airlifted to our Boston facility. I want to welcome it to its new home, personally.
You have been chosen, Jeremiah. Your path will soon become clear.
Something really strange happened tonight. I can't stop replaying what it said, no matter how hard I try to forget. Those eyes. Those horrible, blood-red eyes are still staring back at me, unblinking. I was working alone in one of the research facilities on the second floor in Division 4. Martha, I'm so sorry I haven't called yet. What time is it? Martha? Are you there? I knew I should have just gone straight to the break room and called my wife, but I let my curiosity get the better of me. Instead, I moved to the nearby emergency stairwell and descended the two floors to ground level.
We're 10 minutes behind schedule. Why hasn't the beast been brought in yet?
There was something about Ms. Hartman that didn't fit with her normal televised demeanor.
He has eluded us for far too long. I want the first thing it sees when it wakes up to be my beautiful, smiling face so it can recognize its new master.
Four more heavily armed guards pushed in some sort of metal containment pod. It looked like something straight out of a science fiction movie. I swear I saw the shadow of something shift behind that green glass.
I was hoping to see the fear in your eyes as you realized that science has overcome the supernatural once more. And with your blood, who knows what genetic cures will unlock.
Bring it down to the lower levels at once. I'll have Cure commence initial diagnostics.
Frantic, I knew I had to get back upstairs to my workstation, yet something held me in place. I don't feel that it was fear. I feel like I was compelled to take one last look. What did Elijah mean by lower levels? This was the lowest level. I clearly saw a being with seemingly humanoid features suspended in a green-colored liquid. Then something I never expected happened. It opened its eyes. A pair of blood-red eyes. And it looked straight at me.
Do not fear me, Jeremiah Roberts. The truth will soon be revealed to you.
Who's there? Who said that?
You need not concern yourself with who I am. What you must do is find out who they truly are. The one known as Elijah Watson will show you terrible things. He wants you to join in on his experiments. You must resist his temptations, or risk the death of every single human life on your planet.
I started to crawl away on all fours towards the emergency stairs when all of a sudden... Oh shit, goddammit! I can't get it out of my pocket!
What was that sound? Did you hear something? Go check that out immediately!
I made it up to the third floor and back into my lab before my brain could process everything. I shut out the lights and sat with my back against the door and waited. By the time I mustered up the courage to head into the lobby and leave for the night, everyone was gone. Rushed out a side door to get to my car in the employee parking lot and raced home. Too afraid to enter my house, I've been parked a block from home for the last hour. I'm not going crazy. Am I?
They will stop at nothing to cover up the truth, Jeremiah. It is up to you to decide the fate of your world.
It's you again. Covering up the truth. What the hell do you mean by that?
I saw something in you, Jeremiah. Something genuine. Something unique.
What are you talking about? I have no idea who or what you are, and you are driving me crazy! Get the hell out of my head!
Mr. Roberts, who on earth are you talking to?
Dr. Watson, I'm...
How did work go last night, Jeremiah?
I stayed pretty late, so the end of the night seemed to slip away from me.
Just how late did you work last night?
I think I left some time around 8.
You left the building at exactly 8:37 out the Western employee exit after cowering in this laboratory for over half an hour.
How did you know all that?
Well, this is not typically told to new hires during their orientation with the EVIS device. It tracks employees' whereabouts at all times. Not to mention, we have security cameras in most locations of the building. Laboratories, elevators, hallways, the main lobby, stairwells.
I...
What all did you see, Jeremiah? What did you hear?
I heard you and Ms. Hartman talking in the lobby, and I saw some armed guards wheel something in.
Do not mention me.
And just what did you see wheeled in?
I saw a strange container. I don't know what was inside, but I heard Ms. Hartman talking to... it.
Enough, Jeremiah! Do you not see what all this means? Your involvement in this cannot just be coincidence. Progenix has captured a very important creature. Something so powerful and vital. With it in our possession, we can accomplish great feats in the name of science. Imagine a world where your child never had to die.
I'm not sure I understand.
I believe the only real way to explain is to show you. Come with me and see the truth for yourself.
Follow him and find the real truth.
You must decide now. This is your only opportunity to join us in changing the course of history. Miss Hartman, I'm sorry for calling you, but I wanted to let you know that we are right on schedule. I'll be taking Mr. Roberts down now.
Understood. Show him everything. I am disappointed in his poor luck. Let's hope that he's ready for what lies underground.
I knew you would make the right decision. Follow me, Jeremiah.
Not to be disrespectful, but you haven't told me much of anything yet. Where exactly are we going?
I'm taking you to your new assignment area at Division Zero, within the underground research facility.
Well, I hope the research down there isn't too dangerous. Before we left, you said something about an important creature?
You will see for yourself soon enough, Jeremiah. I must warn you now. You will see some strange things. It takes a certain level of mental fortitude. Ah, and here we are. Welcome to Division Zero.
I'm excited to witness history in the making. Oh. What the hell was that?
Until the trials on human volunteers are approved, we are forced to do most genetic experimentations on lab animals. Among other things.
Wait. What other things?
Watch and learn, my dear boy. On our next stop, you will witness a surgical experiment, one that will help acclimate you to the tasks I expect you to complete. This is one of the surgical rooms for the smaller specimens. That containment area is for Jenny.
Jenny? I thought she said we weren't doing human trials yet.
Jenny is a Sumatran orangutan.
Preparations have now been initiated, Dr. Watson.
What on earth was that?
Yes. I suppose I should formally introduce you to CURE. It stands for Computerized Universal research engine. She is the creation of the founder's own genius. Her main function is to automate many routine procedures and services in order to support the scientists and technicians assigned to Division Zero.
Good evening, Mr. Roberts, employee number 247261. I am pleased to finally meet you.
Please transport subject A497 into the holding area.
Yes, Doctor.
Why is she strapped down like that?
You don't expect us to run tests on a creature of Jenny's size without restraints, do you?
They know you have seen too much, Jeremiah. If you refuse to open your eyes to the truth, you will be no better than that animal. He's using my children for their evil purposes, Jeremiah. My own flesh and blood. You will witness the extent of his cure for mankind.
Do you see how fast it spreads? You can literally watch the serum interact with the viral cell structures, and even observe how it affects Jenny's DNA. Imagine what we will be capable of once the genetic cure is perfected for human patients. We could change a human's genetic structure, making the immune system stronger and more resistant. We will perfect the human body and make it something new. Something stronger. Something superior.
Serum A has adversely altered the genetic makeup of subject A497. Heart rate is accelerating at a current rate of 2.7% per minute. Subject Jenny is waking from sedation. Applying emergency restraints at once.
Serum B should have worked by now.
Subject Jenny's bone structure is beginning to mutate.
Oh my god!
Deliver a lethal dose of voltage directly into A497's heart if it escapes its bonds. Monitor all alterations to internal organ systems, especially the bones. Afterwards, I will need to compare the results of this failure with the last.
Stop this! You have to save her!
I can do no such thing for her. Loss of life is a necessary tragedy. Soon you will see the bigger picture, Jeremiah. This is your future. Do not cower away from it. Embrace it.
No!
Tell me, Elijah, what are your impressions of Jeremiah? Is he prepared enough to begin testing on the intended subjects?
Taking his prior work ethic in the lab into consideration, he could prove to be a valuable addition to Division Zero.
That wasn't what I asked you. Is he prepared to experiment on the human subjects?
After witnessing his negative reactions to subject A497's end result, I may have to ease him into our scientific methods.
This displeases me, Elijah. I was guaranteed that you would turn Mr. Roberts into an asset. I am beginning to question your decision-making skills, Dr. Watson.
I assure you that Jeremiah will be ready, Miss Hartman. Of all the applicants, he showed the most promise. He will do whatever it takes to support his family. We can use this.
If he ruins or sets back our progress, he will not be the only one held accountable.
Since starting in Division Zero, I've been working late hours and haven't been able to be at home much with my family. Martha's been angry. Real angry with me. I'm not so sure I can just walk away. I've seen too much and I can still hear the echoes of that haunting voice in my mind. So, here I remain, sitting in some hidden bunker half a mile below the surface, stowed away in a small room with a desk and little much else. I've just got to find a way to make this miracle cure work.
Jeremiah, do you not yet see what they are capable of? They will do anything to perfect their cure.
Who are you?
You saw me that night in the entrance to this facility. The name that your species has given me is Bellatrix. I have slumbered deep beneath the earth for a millennium, but the cries of my children have wakened me. They believe they control me with their chemicals. However, I am very much lucid. Do not underestimate Progenix. I allowed myself to be captured. When the time is right, I will escape and free my tortured offspring. What would you do if they were experimenting on your child, Jeremiah? However, I will need your assistance first before I can free myself.
What can I do? I'm just a guy that was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You still fail to understand the truth, Jeremiah. Allow me to show you what they will force you to do.
Is the camera ready yet?
We're taping. I just need to adjust the lens.
Hey, is that Miss Hartman's voice?
Watch for yourself and witness the research she and her doctors have conducted.
Today is July 17th, 2027. This is the fourth day of testing for Project Ursula. Subject H743 has yet to show signs of physical exhaustion and continues to stay awake into her fourth day. How's my little princess doing today? I've been told you haven't been sleeping at night.
Her head looked upward, and I saw her lips move. However, the sound coming from her mouth did not sound like a little girl's. It sounded deep, resonant, inhuman.
We are coming.
Who is coming? What do you want?
The young girl's head jerked suddenly to the side and then twisted toward the floor. It was hard to see the details in that series of sudden motions, but I noticed that the entirety of her eyes were an unnatural black, almost shining obsidian.
She is nothing to us.
The girl's abdomen thrust forward, violently, unnaturally, as if something were pressing beneath her rapidly swelling stomach. The girl clawed at her bulging dress as something moved beneath her desperate fingers. Her sobs still ring in my ears today, but they pale in comparison to the sickening noise that followed. The snap of the little girl's spine. Something writhed from her gut. Something with tentacles. I heard Miss Hartman yell out muffled orders to a security team. The sound of gunshots, and then I saw the image go dark as the tendrils wrapped around the lens.
Progenix has tampered with forces beyond human comprehension. They are imprisoning supernatural creatures with great power and using them in genetic tests for cures to human ailments. They injected that girl with the DNA of my children, and you have witnessed the result.
What do I do now?
Listen very carefully, and do everything that I tell you.
My apologies, Dr. Roberts. I have been informed by Dr. Watson that you are needed at once for a medical evaluation. Today, genetic testing is scheduled for subject C479, who has been exposed to the accelerated strain of the H1N1 flu virus.
Cure said you were readying the test subject?
Readying your test subject, Dr. Roberts. Tonight will mark your first true step toward your destiny at Progenix Medical. C479 is one of the more interesting specimens. It will appear very human, but it is not. It is a monstrosity. It will do anything to get free.
He speaks of one of my children, Jeremiah. There is nothing you can do except end his suffering tonight.
C479 is a monster, a quasi-immortal beast that the retrieval teams found draining a woman's blood vessels dry about 5 months ago.
The subject, or monster, was a few inches under 6 feet in height and looked extremely malnourished. He looked no older than a teenager and appeared unthreatening. The entire time that Cure scanned the boy's body, he, or it, kept staring at me. Cure, how do I speak with the patient?
Touch the control panel attached to the isolation chamber so that it reads your microchip and follow the directions on screen.
I promise no harm will come to you. Just stay calm and trust in me. How many times had I heard the radio and television ads spout that similar line? Trust in Progenix Medical. I wasn't sure who or what to trust at this point. His eyes were filled with pulsing blood vessels, surrounding onyx pupils that locked suddenly with mine. Something came over me. My body was momentarily paralyzed, and I could feel something breach and enter the recesses of my mind. I heard a voice whisper in a strange, guttural tongue, but I could not make out the words. My vision began to blur, and I lost control of my movements. I watched a fuzzy image of a hand reaching out and touching the control panel. I heard a doorway suddenly open. I tried to stop myself from moving forward, but I could not control my arms or legs. I approached the young man, whose eyes stared up at me with a primal need, a thirst for sustenance. I felt him. I felt the pulses of his heart. I felt each shallow breath. And I also felt the presence of the H1N1 virus inside his body like a parasite. I can't explain in words what was happening, but somehow I could almost communicate with the virus. As I became fully aware of my proximity to the beast, I threw myself backward onto the floor. Weak from the effect of its spell, I managed to crawl backwards as fast as my exhausted body would allow. Bring up the genetic structure of Serum A side by side with the RNA structure of the altered H1N1 virus.
Of course, Doctor.
Cure, can I make adjustments through this panel and then have the modified genetic solution prepared for injection?
It will take a few moments for my systems to alter the prepared serum sample. However, I can do as you ask.
Somehow, while I was linked with the patient, I could feel the genetic coding of the virus itself. And now, beyond all logical comprehension, I was modifying the genetic key to match the virus's intricate lock. I tracked the serum's progress with clenched fists as it spread throughout the subject's body via bloodstream. After a few moments, what I witnessed was simply astounding. It was a miracle! Almost immediately, the serum's reaction brought about a change in the subject's condition. The new serum worked! The miracle cure had finally been created! And I was the one to alter and administer it!
Do not allow Progenix to torture my son any longer. You must destroy him, Jeremiah!
While controlled by that thing, I could sense more than just its heart rate and desire to feed. I could feel its love of the darkness, its fear of the light. Perhaps a quick burst of UV light would turn it to ash. I switched on and amplified the entirety of the room's lights all at once, and I strained to see through squinted eyelids. Those eyes, still looking toward me. Finally, clenched closed, and smoke began to rise from every inch of his exposed flesh. I watched on with a horror-stricken face as his body began to burn and turn black. The creature, the boy, tried to scream, but its lips, its tongue, its throat burned up at the exposure to the artificial sunlight. I was the one that had pulled the lever of his death sentence.
Do you know how hard it was to capture that patient? What were you thinking?
We have what we need, Elijah. Serum A variant 12 is a success.
I knew there was something more about you, Dr. Roberts. It appears you've passed the test. Miss Hartman will be ecstatic to hear about the breakthrough made this night. Well done.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Soon, we both shall make them burn.
In 2 weeks, we will be celebrating the 25th anniversary of our company's founding. When I look back on this in the future, I will know that all my troubles were worth the sacrifices made. The Founder's vision is still alive. We must put an end to the world's suffering.
Where does Progenix stand now in its progress for the influenza cure?
I am proud to announce that Progenix has forged a breakthrough. An official cure has been created for the H1N1 virus. This is just the beginning of a brave new world. I will do all I can to rid the world of its troubles. It's what the Founder dreamed of, and it's what I intend to deliver. I'd like you to set up a meeting for me with Jeremiah. I have some things I would like to discuss with him. Alone.
I don't think that would be wise, Miss Hartman.
I tire of listening to all your excuses, Elijah. This is the first time there have been real results, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let your jealousy get in the way. You'll do as I tell you and set up my meeting with him. Or perhaps I should find a more suitable replacement.
Elijah, it's great to see you. We've been working nonstop over the last week. I think you'll love my recent findings.
Your colleague, Dr. Grierson, tells me that you have not slept in over 24 hours.
Who can sleep when there's so much to do? Remember one of our first conversations in the cafeteria over lunch? You basically told me that I had to make sacrifices in order to be successful. Well, it happened. I finally created a cure.
You mean I created it, Jeremiah?
I was the one to create variant 12 of Serum A.
Yes, you have done much as of late, haven't you? I was the one who brought you to Division Zero. Maybe I should have terminated you when I had the chance.
Why are you acting this way? We can work together to start eradicating the influenza virus. Isn't that the reason for all of this?
I have given everything. And what happens in return? Some upstart laboratory rat comes and ruins all of my progress.
Jesus Christ, how many voicemails do I have?
Why in the hell didn't you come home last night? I went to bed because I couldn't wait up any longer and expected to wake up next to you. I don't know what I did to deserve this. But this is the last call you can expect from me. I won't play second to your damn job.
Initializing Protocol Renatus. During experimentation on subject designated C479, new researcher Jeremiah Roberts, employee number 247261, unlocked a genetic cure for the H1N1 influenza virus. Brain scans indicated highly abnormal changes in the human's brainwave patterns. Scanning is still ongoing, but it appears that he was able to enter the mind and body of his test subject. Dr. Roberts has been enhanced in some way and has yet to return to his former state of being. I believe that he may prove useful to finding a solution to your condition.
Keep a close watch. Whatever it is, I want to use it to my advantage.
Around me, people are laughing and having a good time. Me? I can't even muster enough energy for a fake smile.
Jeremiah, we need to talk. Ms. Hartman has requested to meet with you.
Ms. Hartman? Why would she want to see me?
Remember what I told you a few weeks back, Jeremiah? I am the one in charge of this project. I have given over a decade of my life and have worked far too hard to...
Excuse me, but can I please have everyone's attention? Without further ado, please give a hand to the figurehead behind Progenix Operations, Ms. Yvette Hartman!
Speak of the devil.
Welcome, everyone. That being said, I'd like to take a moment to recognize one particular individual. He is now our torchbearer to light the way for the future worldwide release of the influenza cure.
She can't be...
Jeremiah Roberts! Our meeting begins now. You will follow me. In such a short amount of time, you have proven yourself resourceful. It's almost as if it was meant to be. You saw what they are, and you know the lengths they will go to destroy us. Instead of being victims, we decided to fight back by using them for something good, to cure humanity of disease.
Aren't you worried about what damage it could cause here in Division Zero?
Your concern shows your commitment to Progenix, but it is unnecessary. We constantly monitor its condition and have taken extensive safety precautions. I believe Bellatrix holds the ultimate key.
Dr. Watson gave me the tools I needed. I may have just gotten lucky and stumbled upon the cure.
Quit being so damn humble. It doesn't suit my newest lead scientific researcher. You've shown amazing determination and ingenuity, and I've been looking for someone like you to complete Progenix's most important mission. Are you willing to make the ultimate sacrifice to bring humanity into its prosperous new age?
Well, I made it my goal to do whatever it takes to better this world, and I can't let all my sacrifices be in vain.
This secured room holds the brain and heart of Progenix, Dr. Roberts. This will be your new workspace, Dr. Roberts. Cure will instruct you in full detail how to utilize the equipment and assist you with everything. This is Progenic's most important project. I have to warn you that it will require you to work directly with Bellatrix.
You want me to experiment on an immortal demon? What exactly are you asking me to do?
I'm glad you asked. Let me introduce you to your newest patient, Dr. Roberts. Please say hello to the Founder.
Oh my God.
You can't be serious, Miss Hartman. I've given over 10 years of my life in pursuit of one day reviving the Founder. I will not allow some lowlife scum to take my rightful place.
If you felt this strongly about being on the main project, perhaps you should have worked harder to perfect the influenza cure yourself. I can't have your injured pride get in the way of Project Renatus. Check in on the new head researcher, Dr. Roberts, and see how he is progressing. With only 2 days left before the 25th anniversary of the founding, I must have immediate resolution.
I'll show her who's truly worthy. Miss Hartman and the entire world will remember the name Elijah Watson.
I have slowly worked my way through Progenic security systems. Soon I will be strong enough to...
Wait a second. Bellatrix? I'm only supposed to be using the computers in here to work with your genetic samples for Project Renatus.
Renatus? Tell me more of this project.
They want me to use your DNA this time.
You humans and your futile attempt to ward off death. What disease are they trying to cure now?
They want me to use your DNA to reanimate a human being. Someone very important. Apparently it's the so-called founder of Progenics that they've somehow managed to keep alive.
Cure. Bring up a visual of the room and the door's display panel.
What's the matter? You stopped talking all of a sudden. Was it something I said?
Who is he speaking to? I don't see anyone else in the room. It's just him and... Bellatrix.
And why would they want this man reborn?
Everyone knows his name and looks up to him for his selfless vision. Miss Hartman is holding a massive celebration for the 25th anniversary of Progenics' founding. The event is supposed to be broadcast worldwide.
You will take a blood sample from me and continue with your current task.
Wait. What did you just say?
I will aid you in restoring the Founder and give him a new life. With the blood of my children, you have created a cure. With my blood, you can do anything you wish. Together, we will bring about the rebirth of their idol. Once they see his face, hear his voice, that's when you set me free. I can conceive of no better way to destroy this evil corporation than by murdering their false god in front of a worldwide audience.
Mom? Dad? Are you guys home? No. Dad? Dad!
Do not scream. You wouldn't want to upset James any further, would you?
Who the hell are you? You killed my father!
You're late for a very important doctor's appointment. Now, step back slowly. And don't say a word.
Trust in Progenix Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to this recap of Progenics Labs. The finale of Progenics Labs is soon to come. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister.
The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Yvette Hartman is Emily Morgan. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. The voice of Cure is Bernadette de la Cruz. The voice of Martha Roberts is Viva Becker. The voice of Archibald Freeman is Curtis Jackson. The voice of Christopher Douglas is Michael Denley. The voice of the Progenix ads is Emily Salzer. The voice of the founder is Ray Williams III. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider donating to our Patreon fund. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.